The number of homeless students in Idaho is on the rise, and rural districts often struggle with fewer resources than their urban counterparts. Lauren Patterson reports.
The Kamiai School District in North Idaho has around 400 students. About 10% of those students are homeless, says the district's family support liaison, Terry Law.
We think of homelessness as kids sleeping on the streets or in a car with a sleeping bag, or not with a parent, and that is a population we have had in the past. But it also, by the federal law, is any student who isn't with their parent or guardian. So that broadens it completely.
The definition could include students staying with their grandparents or with friends. One of Law's first projects for the district was to put together a food bank for students struggling with unstable housing. It's also a community food bank where the whole family can get help. Smaller school districts like Kamiai don't have the same resources as bigger areas.
I don't have shelters, not within our school district, not within 75 miles of our school. Rural versus urban is night and day.
Another challenge is safety, says Law.
That's usually my very first question I ask a student when I find out they're homeless. Are you safe? Because they aren't always safe.
Law says she works with the local hotel to get students out of unsafe situations until she can help find them temporary housing.
Calling CPS, calling law enforcement sometimes. You know, you can have a runaway that ends up being taken in by somebody who is, say, a registered sex offender. That child doesn't know who that person is.
1987's McKinney-Vento Act ensured federal protections for homeless children and youth and guarantees students have ongoing support and access to education, regardless of their housing status. Down in Boise, Emily Summer is the McKinney-Vento coordinator for the state of Idaho. She works with 192 liaisons across the state, like Law.
We've seen a steady increase of students experiencing homelessness in Idaho.
The McKinney-Vento Act defines homeless children as, quote, individuals who lack a fixed, regular, and adequate nighttime residence. This definition includes children who are sharing a home due to economic hardship or loss of housing, also called doubled up. There are numerous reasons for the uptick, says Summer.
Some attribute it to poverty, mental illness, addiction, and those certainly play a part in identifying those who are most vulnerable to experiencing homelessness, but there are other factors as well.
Domestic violence, abuse and neglect, family medical expenses, natural disasters, and a lack of affordable housing are also big reasons students in Idaho end up homeless, Summer says. Back in Kamiai, finding affordable housing for struggling families in a small rural town is a big challenge, says Law.
And with everybody moving into Idaho now, the properties have just skyrocketed. So where there used to be little houses that could be rented, they're gone now. And so we have families. I've been working with a family. There's a wait list of 45 people ahead of them for a house.
As she locks up the community food pantry for the day, Law says its hours are changing after the school year ends.
Technically, I'm supposed to close for the summer, but I can't do that to these families.
The pantry will be open for one day a week instead of two, she says. Reporting in Kamiai, Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.